Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. Welcome to the Berkeley Performance Center. My name is Ron Delachiezer of WGBH Radio. Thank you. I'm very honored to be here tonight and invite you to what I know is going to be, first of all, an extraordinary evening of music, because we have a group of musicians here who are really unrivaled in the presentation they're about to bring to you. But first of all, I want to thank some people who made this program possible. The members of the WGBH Advisory Board who worked, a Jazz Advisory Board who worked so hard to put this gala evening together, and also my co-hosts on WGBH Radio. We have over 70 hours of jazz every week on the station, put together by a group of men and women who are really very talented and love what they do, and believe that jazz is truly America's classical music. Eric Jackson, who hosts Eric in the Evening, who you'll be meeting during the second half of the program, will be here with you. Steve Schwartz, who brings you Now's the Time Sunday night on WGBH Radio. Ray Smith of the Jazz Decades, the longest running traditional jazz program in the country. And our wonderful weekend team of jazz hosts, Jack Woker and Henrietta Robinson and Ronnie Gill of the Jazz Gallery, for you insomniacs who like to swing all night. Tonight is an event that we have really looked forward to because, for many reasons. First of all, it's the first public appearance and premiere of the WGBH Jazz Orchestra. We're very proud that it has WGBH as a part of the title of this wonderful ensemble. And secondly, because it pays tribute to truly one of the giants of music, Edward Kennedy Ellington. The program is called 3 Foot Duke. The three musicians who will be honored tonight by the musicians who've assembled here on the stage were all Bostonians. Harry Carney, Johnny Hodges, and Paul Gonzalez. And you'll hear a lot of the music that Duke wrote and arranged for them performed here tonight by this wonderful ensemble. It seems like only yesterday that I was just a kid down in Newport in 1956, and I happened to be there the night that Duke Ellington and the orchestra and Paul Gonzalez made history with something called Diminuendo and Crescendo in Blue. Well, I'm sure you'll walk out of here tonight having made history hearing this wonderful orchestra. Ladies and gentlemen, the WGBH Jazz Orchestra, the first half will begin under the direction of Mr. Herb Pomeroy.
clarinet, Tom. Playing trombone, Rick Stepton, Rick. Our lead trumpet player, Jay Daly, Jay. Thank you. Thank you. A rather appropriate piece to open the program with, as Duke so often did. That tune being played here in 1993 is being played about 60 years after it was composed, as Duke composed that in the early 1930s, and it still stands the test of time, Duke Ellington's Rockin' in Rhythm. As Ron told you, the concert tonight is honoring Duke Ellington, but more specifically, the three Boston area soloists, Johnny Hodges, Harry Carney, and Paul Gonsalves, and we have three soloists who are going to interpret that music, but yet bring themselves to the music. And the first one of these gentlemen who's going to play a superb jazz alto saxophone is Bobby Watson. Bobby, would you come out here and... There are going to be three feature numbers during the entire program of Bobby playing ballads that either Billy Strayhorn or Duke Ellington wrote, as that maybe was one of the most typical Ellington types of number, where he would feature Johnny Hodges and have the very rich scoring. This one is by Billy Strayhorn and has a bit of a sadness to it, as it was the final piece that he wrote for the band while he was sick just prior to his death. And this is Bobby Watson playing Billy Strayhorn's Blood Count.
Thank you.
Bobby Watson. Thank you very much, Bobby Watson, playing Billy Strayhorn's Blood Count. Many times, especially in the late 30s and early 40s, members of Duke's band would leave the context of the full band and record in with the rhythm section, sometimes with Duke, sometimes with Strayhorn playing piano, sometimes with the false names because of contractual situations. They would record in these groups with four or five horns in the rhythm section. And Bobby, you've been doing some work with a group of that nature, and we're going to have Bobby do Jeep's Blues, one of Duke's tunes, that probably you're more familiar with it in the big band context, but Bobby has done it with the five-horn situation, and this is a transcription of one of those recordings, Bobby Watson with a small group and Jeep's Blues.
Bobby Watson.
Thank you very much. In the 1950s, one of many of the pieces that Duke wrote was a suite called Such Sweet Thunder. An extensive work of about 12 sort of individual pieces. It wasn't ongoing linear composition so much as it was Duke piecing together about 12 different pieces. We'd like to make a small mini suite out of three of those pieces, and in doing so, we'll feature each one of our solo artists. We'll be bringing Don Byron on to play baritone on the first one, and then Bobby Watson will return for the second one, and then Ricky Ford will come up for the third one. And these three tunes, as I mentioned, are from Such Sweet Thunder. And the first one is called The Telecasters, and the second one is called Star-Crossed Lovers, and the third one of this suite is called Circle of Fourths. And we will link these three tunes together. Our pianist Danilo Perez will play a couple of Ellington-ish interludes between each piece. Such Sweet Thunder.
Thank you.
Whitney Ford.
Thank you. Ricky will be back. And before Ricky, in that little such sweet thunder suite, we heard Don Byron playing the Telecasters, then Bobby Watson playing Starcross Lovers, and this final tune that Ricky played for us is called Circle of Fourths, all from the sonnets, the such sweet thunder suite. We'd like to bring Don Byron back. Don, would you rejoin us, please? He's there somewhere, I know. There he is. When Duke traveled, as he did so much, he derived so much from the places and the people and the music that he had contact with, and he traveled in the Far East, and he wrote a suite called the Far East Suite as a result of some of the social and musical influences that were upon him in those times. And this is going to be a short piece from the Far East Suite, features Don, and it's called Agra. Don Byron. Don Byron playing baritone saxophone. Yeah, Don?
Yeah.
In the image of Harry Carney, but very much his own voice. Very much his own voice. Agra from the Far East Suite. A tune that has been one of my favorite Ellington tunes ever since I began to understand what Ellington was all about, a tune that Gunther and I both are very pleased is in the program. It's maybe not one of the better known tunes. It comes from the so-called Blanton-Webster years, the years of the late 30s into the early 40s when Ben Webster joined the band and the late, very great bassist Jimmy Blanton joined the band. not to make this a history lesson, but Jimmy Blanton was the bassist who really changed the solo role of the bass from what it had been prior to the late 30s until what it has continued to be right up until today. So from that period, when Duke was recording on Victor Records, it was a tune called Sepia Panorama, and it had ever so many interesting little aspects to it. It had many short solos, and within the band we're going to hear Dave Clark, our bassist, doing the Blanton solo, and then Gary Valenti will be doing the Juan Tizol bell trombone solo with a high F sharp in it that we're all looking forward to, Gary. And Greg Hopkins will be playing a plunger muted solo. Our baritone player, Tom Franti, will be playing a baritone solo. And the two main solos are pianist Danilo Perez, and finally we'll be bringing back Ricky Ford. And we hope for those of you who are really Ellington scholars that you'll pardon us this artistic license. The original solo was not Paul Gonzalez, it was Ben Webster, and yet we feel that Paul was part of that family tree of great tenor saxophonists that went through the Ellington band. So we felt, and Gunther and Ricky and I, we all felt that we were not really taking advantage of any historical facts by letting Ricky play the Paul the Ben Webster solo where we've been advertising Paul Gonzalez. Pardon all those words, the music really is much nicer than the words. Sepia Panorama.
Panorama, Dave Clark, Ricky Ford, Ricky, Danilo Perez.
Yeah, Ricky.
Greg Hopkins, Gary Valenti, and F. Sharp, Tom Parenti.
We have sort of made the first and the last tune of each of the halves of the concerts sort of the a bit of bookends featuring the band, members within the band. We did Rock and the Rhythm of the Band. We'd like to close the first half of the program by doing another tune from that period. The many writers who write about Duke call us his classic period, from maybe 38, 39 into the early 40s, when he had so many of the great soloists, and he was so prolific. And one of the tunes from that period was called Main Stem, and we're going to use it to feature a number of the soloists within the band, and I must apologize for referring to this, but there are so many of them. I do know their names, I just don't know the order. Dave Ballou is going to play trumpet, Oscar Noriega, alto, Scott Cowan, trumpet, Dave Ballou again on trumpet, John LaPorta, the oldest living saxophone player, on tenor. Oh, is that clarinet, John? Sitting beside him is the youngest living saxophone, but we won't go into the age difference there. John LaPorta playing clarinet, Jeff Galindo playing trombone, Billy Pierce playing tenor, and Gary Valenti playing trombone. And before we do this, as this will be the final tune that I'll be conducting, as Gunther is conducting the second half, you can probably tell what a joy it is to stand in front of this band. For me, how about a hand for the band? If Gunther and I could only afford a bus, we'd take the band on the road. Main Stem.
time on any stage, ladies and gentlemen, the WGBH Jazz Orchestra, directed by Herb Pomeroy, 3 for 2. You know, these are the first time we're hearing these charts and these transcriptions immortalized by Harry Carney, Johnny Hodges, and Paul Gonzalez, in many cases since they were recorded. So this is really a first and a historic night. And the spirits of these three musicians, as Duke Ellington, is very much with us tonight. There's an old expression, Ellington is forever, and he truly is. I'd just like to say that we are recording tonight's concert and for a delayed broadcast, and you'll read about it in the GBH Members Magazine. Will keep you aware of that. I referred earlier to the performance I heard when I was just a kid down in Newport of Diminuendo and Crescendo and Blue with Paul Gonzalez. And what you heard earlier, Jeep's Blues, Bobby Watson playing a beautiful alto solo, that's what Duke used to cool the crowd out at Newport because there was a near riot that night. And Duke came out and they played Jeep's Blues and everybody just quieted down. It was a great, great evening and brought back some wonderful memories. We're going to have a 15-minute intermission, about 15 minutes, give or take a second or two. And Eric Jackson will be out to be your host for the second half. The WGBH Jazz Orchestra will be under the direction of Mr. Gunther Schuller. So stick around. We got more to come. Thank you so much.
Good evening. My name is Eric Jackson from WGBC.